A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
We are amatőrski, so it's a kind of excuse that we are like amateurs, but we can make music professionally, and we are doing a lot of things as well, like we are composing music for film as well, and other projects we are doing. So
I guess we all played music since we were little. Mm-hmm. We all went to the music school. And then when we started to study at Ghent University Conservatory, we started to get serious with music. So and we're here now, so it's, we're very happy.
Well, it's inspired on the film of Kieslowski, Amateur, and I think it's a good thing that you, whatever you like to do, you can do it, and you have this kind of passion for something. That's what amateur is. Kieslowski made fiction in this period, in this communist period. So, but he made documentary film as well before his fiction, and this was fiction was his way to tell things and to tell stories which he couldn't do with a documentary. So, I think it's a good solution to tell stories with another kind of medium, and that's why I always like these different things, and I think it's the same with Amatőrski.
We've been playing, I guess, 6 years together with a previous drummer, and then 1 year ago, there was another drummer because the former drummer was in two bands that did very well, and he had to choose at a certain moment, so that's why we have another drummer for the moment. We all make our own music on the side as well, the stuff we get inspired by or stuff that doesn't have really a place inside Amatorsky. But of course, Amatorsky is the band that we've got this far with, and it's our, for me, the most of my time goes into Amatorsky, and the other stuff is for me like more like a hobby.
And it wants to run like a soldier's heart, a screeching crow. And what if I found nobody
you?
I guess it's important as a musician, and especially in the kind of music that we are into, it's important to keep evolving and trying new things and experimenting with new sounds, new styles, new instruments. And for us, it's interesting not to know what we will be doing the next couple of years. It's cool to experiment with new things, to try to make a sound for the moment. Mm-hmm. By instance, we're working very hard on a new album, and now we're very much experimenting with different styles. And then, of course, it's cool to evolve in that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing with Amatorsky. I think we are more like producers than musicians, so everything is possible, I think. Yeah. And we always want to make new things, so
I guess we're if you can say something about it, it's maybe that we're like sponges. We like to see everything, hear everything we like, and then be inspired by it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everything, like every kind of music, every kind of style inspires us, but of course there are some bands we like more than others, but yeah, can we
Yeah, actually, we try to listen to as much different stuff as we can, and I feel it's like constantly evolving. This week it's this we like, and then the week after there's another thing we're totally into.
And it's different periods as well, so
yeah. We like to be inspired as well by older bands. We very much like the 80s.
Like we were listening in the tour bus to hip-hop of the 90s, we really like. So I think the record of Nick Cave inspired me a lot now. In electronic music, it's Laurel Hill. So
we're experimenting a lot with electronic stuff lately, so for the moment we also listen, and I also listen a lot to electronic stuff. It's always different how we experience new music. Like now we're on tour this week, and for instance our sound engineer is also very much into different styles of music and music we like, and sometimes he's driving the bus and then he plays music he likes and we don't know, so that can be an influence to get to know new bands. And the internet of course is also a big medium where we discover new things, but I don't think we have a certain method of experiencing new
stuff. It's like you said, we like some labels and we're definitely checking them out. So.
Thank you.
I think we all need the we need these different settings. Yeah. Like we like to work yeah. alone or together at home or in our studio and then make a new record and go outside with it.
For me it's fun when you have a period of producing, and then I work weekdays. From the morning till the evening, and then I'm home at night, and then the weekends I do nothing.
It's
and
like a social isolation to.
Yeah. And then, of course, when you have a lot of new songs and stuff, you're very proud of. The first thing, of course, is putting it on an album, and releasing it on an album, and that's something to be very proud of. And then, of course, the next step is playing it for people, and then that becomes a very exciting part of playing music. As you know, in France there is a system for musicians, a social system, and in Belgium we have this as well. So we both are paid when we're not playing. So
it's kind of assurance.
So the when we're off playing, of course we make money, and then the days we're in the studio producing or whatever, then we also get a certain amount of money from our government. So this is of course very, very good for the music in Belgium, because this way there's a lot of possibilities.
It's quite important to promote culture like this. So yeah, I think we are very, very happy to have this kind of social system.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.